You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, joined in the studio now by Kate Lochte and Ray Hardy and Dan Knowles, talking about a benefit Saturday for Paris, Tennessee's Lee Academy for the Arts. Thanks so much for being on the show, and Dan, welcome back.
Well, thank you much for having me. It's wonderful to be back on WKMS again. It's been a good while, hasn't it?
It's been a long time, Dan.
Lord, yeah. I'll tell you what, this feels like coming home up here. This is funny.
I'm glad you feel that way. And Ray, I'm glad you're here today. You're one of the stalwarts who keep Robert E. Lee Academy of the Arts going in Paris.
Well, I guess you could call me that. I've been involved a long time. We've been working on this project for about 12 years, and it has succeeded beyond our wildest expectation. Thanks a lot to people like Dan. He's been a frequent contributor and has fundraisers for us, and we're looking forward to the one Saturday night.
The Hot Band will perform 7 p.m. this Saturday. Tickets are $10, and it's going to be at Lee Academy for the Arts. And it just so happens that Mr. Knowles has an instrument in his lap.
Well, imagine that.
What kind is it?
You bad person, you.
Oh, goodness, this reminds me of one time being up here with Mark Shearer. And I had just found this list on the internet called the Canical List of Banjo Jokes. And we sat there in between songs and did the Canical List of Banjo Jokes. This is a banjo for those of you who can't see through my microphone. Are the cameras on yet? Was the makeup good?
But they were on before you got here.
Would you like me to pick something?
Is that I, what I would love.
Is
I would
that
love
what I'm getting
to
asked to do?
Yeah, we got to get somebody to get your mug on Facebook. I'm going to go tend to that. You pick.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm going to do one. We're going to dedicate this one to Kate. It's called Kate's Lochte. Thank you much. I hope Kate appreciated that.
I'm sure she did. She, she left the room. She was
now,
overcome by emotion.
Can we talk about her now that she's not here? Oh my goodness!
Tell you what, you want to do one more while Kate takes some pictures?
I'll tell you what I'll do. Let me. Let me do one more. Ever since I've been here today, I've been. Been thinking about this. And I should have brought two banjos so you wouldn't have to listen to me tuning, because you know they say you can tune a fish, but you can't tune a banjo.
Ray, while Dan's tuning, you're raising money for improving your ceramic studio.
Yes, we are. We have a very successful ceramics program, and Martin Pascal is a teacher, and he's great. He does great work, and he's a good teacher. We try to keep the expenses for the students down as much as possible, and at this point, we have seven of our students who have gone through this course have set up a kiln and a pottery studio in their home, so we're really getting the pottery industry going in Paris. We want to expand. We have four wheels and a teacher wheel now. We need some more wheels. We need to expand into another room. We always get our classes full. And Martin is quite an inspiration. He's a very wonderful potter.
Now, I understand Mr. Knowles is throwing some pots.
I throw them, and when they go across the room, they go splat.
But Dan's been through our course, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and Martin has been a big influence on me. He actually taught me how to throw. I will never forget going to Martin coming into the class that we had. Joe, what was Joe's last name that was teaching at the time? Anyway, Joe had been teaching me how to center, and I don't know if you've ever done this, but it's extremely difficult to center this chunk of clay, and it was so frustrating to me because I'm really good on a lathe. And I thought, clay soft, this ought to be easy. Well, it wasn't. And so anyway, I had gotten where I could center and kind of pull pots up a little bit, and they looked like a first grader had done it. And anyway, Martin came in this one day, and he sat there, and he watched me throw for a while, and he said, Dan, he says, do you want to get really good at this? And I said, oh, yeah, I want to get – he says, okay. He says, do you want me to show you? And I said, yeah. So he grabs the wire, and I don't know if you've ever fooled with pottery, but one of the things you cut the pots from the plate and everything is with a wire. He takes the wire, and he cuts my piece that I had just thrown in half, and he says, the next 60 pots – he says, you cut them in half and look at them. And he said, and you'll learn how to be a good potter. And he was right. I'm not a good potter yet, but
You're getting that away.
I'm getting there.
So Saturday night, the hot band plays at the Academy, and it's $10 tickets, and you've got a tuned banjo ready for another tune.
Yeah, we do. And since we're talking about Martin, Martin is going to open the show for us. Martin is an excellent, excellent player, and was a longtime Henry County music teacher. Folks from Henry County know Martin as being the fellow that helped the Henry County High School marching band win just all sorts of awards.
Great.
So, anyway, here we go. This is one that it just seemed to be appropriate for today. Being as I'm coming home up here, I figured I'd do an old song from the Civil War called Home Sweet Home.
Control. It's always a thrill. Dan's an old friend of the station, and Ray, I think it's exciting that the hot band is playing for the Lee Academy for the Arts before you go out on a riverboat. That sounds like fun.
Isn't that fun?
You're a perfect riverboat musician, I think.
We're excited about having them.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to be out, about 50 dates this year on the Queen of the Mississippi. And it's a new riverboat that's just come online, and look her up on the net. She's a wonderful boat.
Wow. John Hartford was in this tradition. Are you channeling John every time you step aboard?
Yes. I can feel John now.
You got to start stomping, don't you?
You know, I've tried that, but I can't stomp and dance I can't dance and play and chew gum at the same time.
Well, it's great to have both of you here. And Ray, I'd like to go back to the Academy a bit, because ceramics isn't the only thing going on there. What's the scope of activities that this concert Saturday night will continue to support?
We have a broad range of arts instruction. We have oil painting, oil watercolor painting. We have piano and voice. We have kinder music for kids 0 to 3 years old. We have ballet, guitar, yoga, and photography. So we have a wide range, and they're going well.
Which one are you involved in?
Photography.
Great.
I've taken I've taken the photography course two or three times. I'm about to go to the second level now, but we've had some wonderful photography teachers there.
It's a nice structure, and you've got a going kitchen there now, yes?
Yes, we do. We have converted what we call the lunchroom. It's the old cafeteria, but it's traditionally called the lunchroom, and it's a great performance venue for about 150 people. It has good acoustics, and it's just a great restored facility. This is the first time Dan has performed there. He has always been in the hall before, I believe. we had sort of theater in the round in the hall, and that was a great venue for Dan, too, but we couldn't get all the people that wanted to see him in there. So we're going to the lunchroom this time.
Is that where the Rotary Club meets?
Rotary, Kiwanis, and Quarter meet there, yes.
Okay, yeah, it's a really sweet room, and it's the show starts at 7 p.m., and now
that's
we've
right.
got a guitar in lap. A guitar that's been through a fire, you
yes,
say?
Yes, this one's been through a fire. We won't admit how it entered the fire because that would be a trade secret. And, you know, in my trade, if we tell you our trade secrets, we have to...
you're dead afterwards? Well, don't tell.
Oh, goodness. Well, would you like me to do one on the guitar?
Yes, love
okay.
it.
Okay. This is one going to be from our new record, and we'll see if we can get through it. This is just especially for you, Kate. I know you'd appreciate this with your love of things of this nature. I may never see my face on a billboard or read my name in big headlines. Stand in front of some party somewhere and spout pre-scripted lies. I'd be an old man sitting on the courthouse square with my life and my stick of wood, playing checkers with some friends of mine. Isn't life so good? Isn't life so good, my friends, now? Isn't life so good? Isn't life so good, old friends, now? Isn't life so good? I may never ride in some rocket ship, nor skydive through the air. Push the pedal down on a Ferrari car, drive a Rolls Royce somewhere. I'd be an old man sitting on the courthouse square with my knife and my stick of wood, telling tales of long ago now. Isn't life so good? Isn't life so good, old friends, now? Isn't life so good? Isn't life so good there, Tracy? Isn't life so good? Now, I may never be pictured on some romance book with big muscles or flaming blonde hair. Legally change my name to Fabio, have women chase me everywhere. But I'll be an old man sitting on the courthouse square with my knife and my stick of wood. I'll be basking in my good woman's love now. Isn't life so good? Isn't life so good, old friends? Isn't life so good? Isn't life so good, my friends, now? Isn't the life so good?
Life is good having you here live, Dan. It's been so long. Talk about who's in the band with you now, because your band is like a changing artistry.
It has been for the last 15, 20 years,
sure
whatever
enough.
It's been, yeah. Right now, we've got Danny Conger, who folks down in Henry County know as the Fiddlin' Post Band, and Danny has played with, oh, goodness, everybody that's anybody, including Loretta Lynn and Hank Jr. and folks like that. And he's with a hot band, too, so that makes him really good. That'll be the big plus on his resume. My son Samuel has grown up from the days when he used to come up here to the radio station with me, and now he's playing upright bass and is a very, very fine upright bass player.
I understand he has his own band as well?
He does the Sam Knowles Band, and they do Christian rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep trying to pull him away from that rock and roll, and he keeps putting it in our group, and we like it, so what can we say? And then, of course, we have Josh Coffey is playing with me now, and Josh came to me 15 years ago as a student, And I can't believe it. Sometimes I look across the stage and see Josh wearing that mandolin out or playing twin fiddles with Danny, and I just look at him and go, my goodness, this is amazing. I've watched him grow up, and it's yeah. just a hoot to have Josh with us from Bon and the Mash. And then Mark Holliday is our newest member of the group. Mark's been with us since, I guess, about July. Mark is a phenomenal, phenomenal high tenor singer and guitar player. And Mark is from the Ryan Holiday Band. And with his son Ryan, they have played the Grand Ole Opry. They've worked I knew I was going to say that wrong. How do you say that? Oprah.
There you go.
There it
you
is. I knew I'd get out that
It's like okra, only different.
Yes, Okra Winfrey. And old Okra. She's a good friend of mine. Seen her many times. He's played the Carnegie Hall. And been toured Europe and Japan and all that. And it's just a hoot and a privilege to have in the band. And that's who's with us right now.
Well, it's a band you ought to hear Saturday, 7 o'clock. And I admit I'm really bad about directions. Would you do the honors, Ray Hardy, and say how to get to Lee Academy for the Arts?
Well, from Murray, you come down 641. And
you can't.
You come down 641 and turn right at the first traffic light. No, at the second traffic light, and turn right again at the next street, and go as far as you can go. And you're at Lee School. Just follow the crowd. There'll be a big crowd there. Tickets are going fast, and we expect to sell out audience.
Excellent. So get to it. Where can you get tickets?
You can get tickets at Marison's, the Iron Place, and Jack Jones.
Leach's Music.
Leach's Music, right.
And Noel Stringed Instruments.
Instruments. That's right. Yeah. So you can get them most anywhere downtown Paris.
And it sounds like you're urging advance purchase, not showing
yes,
up.
Yes, it would be a good idea. I believe it'll be a sellout.
Yeah, I think I'm down to about 6 tickets at my shop right now. So
that's wonderful. It'll be a great night of music. Good friends, check it out. And thanks to Ray Hardy and Dan Knowles. Can we get one more Dan Knowles to take us out?
Let's.
Oh, goodness, I hadn't thought of another one. Let me grab the banjo.
Good. Dan Knowles has done a lot for WKMS over the years. We were reminiscing about the Almost Brothers band in Studio B and I bet many of you listeners may have seen the Almost Brothers ties that Dan made. We were talking about that. Thinking about Tommy Ogle, who's left the planet, and thinking about good vibes for him. Dan spent many a year at our microphone doing music from the front porch as well.
That's the first time I heard Dan was on WKMS. So.
And you were in our front porch concert lineup for several years as well.
Yes.
So we are very grateful to see you again.
Eddie Pennington and Chris Thiele, and good Lord, we had a bunch back in those days, didn't we?
Back in the days.
In the days, we had lots of folks. Oh, goodness. When you said Tommy's name, it reminded me just a few weeks before he passed, he gave me this song. And so, I don't know if Rebecca's listening this morning, but if you are, Rebecca, this goes out to you. This is called The Wind. Let's see if I can remember it. You know, I'm not as young as I used to be. I used to be able to remember everything in the world. Oh, goodness sakes. Stars shine bright on the horizon, quickly fade to silver gray. Sunrise comes with the morning, promising a brand new day. I woke this morning with a notion to be out on the open sea. Got nothing better to do, won't you come and go with me? Because the sea is wide and the day is long,
ourselves. We can go any place we want. The wind will take us there. Some ships are built for pleasure. Little sloop was made for speed. She glides along the shallows, following currents where they lead. She can always outrun trouble. Her hold is ever dry. Though she ain't much to look at, but you know that we get by, because the sea is wide and the day is long. Wind is in the sails. We can go any place we want. The wind will take us there. So grab your bags, climb on board. Ain't no time to decide. Time to raise the anchor, boys. We are leaving on the tide. Trim the sails, cast off the lines. Turn into the wind. We'll sail around forever till I see you once again. Wide and the day is long. Wind is in the sails. We can go any place we want. The wind will take us there. We can go any place we want. The wind will take us there.
Well, we're very glad the wind brought you to WKMS this morning, Dan. And Ray Hardy, thank you for being here, and have a great concert. Saturday night, 7 o'clock, $10 tickets. Get them before you go, because it's a sort of a small venue, and you need to have a seat.
Thank you very much for having us. Okay. We really appreciate it.
Come back again.